Australia beats England in the first test at the Gabba with a 10-wicket win. And the Matildas, our women's national soccer team, have beaten China 5-1. And a wrap-up of the Australian Golf Open. It's all to come. Clint Thomas is the ABC's sports journalist. He's here to help me. How are you?
G'day. How are you going?
Well, let's start with the Ashes. Exciting taking home the first win of the series. What were some of the highlights?
Absolutely. It was a few weeks or a few months even of anticipation. Everyone's waiting for the start of the Ashes. And the first couple of days, I think people were sort of sitting back and going, it hasn't really been great cricket over the first day and a half. But after that, England started to hit their straps. The Australian pacemen started to bowl a bit quicker and a bit faster. And there started to be a few fireworks over the second and third days. But it's hard to go past Stephen Smith's century, 141 not out in the first innings. It really set up the win for Australia. Without that innings, it's hard to see Australia being in the position they were come day four and then earlier on in day five today. So that innings was one that was a real rearguard innings that's helped Australia recover from what was a pretty poor position. I think in the first innings, they were 4 for 76 at one point, chasing about 300 in the first innings. So they were in real trouble. And without that innings from Smith, as I said, it's hard to see Australia being in the position that they were to actually win that first test. So when you speak of highlights, I think that was one that really stood out. And he's now spoken about in terms of where he sits in the pecking order of Australian batsmen. It's second only to probably Don Bradman at this point. I know that's a big call, but Ricky Ponting, former Australian captain, came out during the innings and said that's where he sits at the moment. He's quite a unique player in that he doesn't have that kind of stylish technique that has been accustomed with former greats like Greg Chappell and Don Bradman, of course. So he's kind of done it his own way, but looking at his record, he averages around 60 at test level at the moment, and not too many players get up to that level. And of course, I think he's only 28, 29, so he's got a long time to go in his career. But to have done what he's done at the age that he is, it's a terrific effort. The challenge for Australia now is to get some more players that can actually perform consistently and not have to rely on Stephen Smith so much. And I think we saw that a bit in the second innings. Cam Bancroft on debut batted pretty well. David Warner as well batted pretty well. And it ended up being quite an easy win for Australia. 10 wickets. I think England would be quite demoralised by that heading into the second test in Adelaide. They would have hoped to have come a little bit closer to Australia. So Australia, with all the ascendancy at the moment and heading into a second test, a day-night test in Adelaide, which starts next weekend, I think Australia would have a fair bit of confidence going forward.
All right, let's move to soccer. And the Matildas were unstoppable against China in their clash in Geelong yesterday. Sam Kerr particularly stood out, right?
Absolutely. They're a great team to watch at the moment. They just have this unbridled passion for playing for Australia, which is just terrific to see. And I think sometimes people get a bit fatigued with the corporatisation of sport at some levels now, particularly in the men's game. A lot of it's about, and we've seen with pay disputes over the last year or two, that a lot of it's been about the off-field stuff. But with the Matildas, they're there. They love the game. They love playing for Australia. And you can actually see that when watching them live or watching it on TV. And they had another great result yesterday, 5-1 against China. Sam Kerr, she's one of the best players, one of the best female players in the world at the moment. It's hard to dispute that. She scored for the 6th consecutive game. She scored twice in this game. She's now scored 11 times in the last 6 games, which is a terrific record. I think it's a record from the Matildas as well for her to score 6 consecutive games in a row. So as I said, she's one of the best players in the world at the moment and one of Australia's great athletes at the moment in any code, in any sport, male or female.
And where does this win place the side coming into 2018?
Well, I think that's the last one for this year. So they'll head into next year and start looking at some of the bigger tournaments like the Women's World Cup. But they've had a terrific 2017. They've really managed to kind of etch themselves in the public consciousness. They've sort of been a team that have been around, but no one's really kind of taken a great deal of notice of them outside the sort of hardcore soccer fans and women's soccer fans. But now they've been able to get some traction, I think, with the wider sporting public and the wider Australian public in general. I think some people have even thrown the term around Australia's most popular sporting team. And I don't think you can actually dispute that. I think they really have made such ground in 2017. And it's great to see for women's sport as well, not only the Matildas, but also the Australian women's cricket team have also come a long way. And you look at the likes of Elise Perry and Sam Kerr, they're not only great female athletes, they're great athletes in Australia, full stop.
They are, full stop. Hey, Clint, thanks for coming on.
Pleasure.
Clint Thomas there, ABC sports journalist. This is RN Drive. Still getting so many messages on my interview with Noel Pearson. If you didn't get a chance to hear it in the last hour, podcast it. RN Space Drive. We are so easy to find. It's news time at 7.